Radio 2.
It's 5 o'clock. Here is the news read by James Alexander Gordon. The Prime Minister and Mr. Neil Kinnock and other leading politicians have joined in expressing horror at this morning's killing of the taxi driver who was taking a minor to work in South Wales. The driver, Mr. David Wilkie, was killed when two lumps of concrete were thrown at his car from a bridge. More than 120 police have been assigned to the inquiry. Mrs. Thatcher, who was in Paris for talks with President Mitterrand, said her first feeling had been one of grief for Mr. Wilkie's family.
He was a person who was taking someone to work who wanted to go to work. He was doing a good deed, a good thing. A person was wanting to go to work to support his family. All that was good, all that goodness. And then you had this calculated, malicious deed. And that anyone should descend to such depths was utterly appalling. And I thought, surely, surely now the strike will be off. You can't sustain a strike like that. No one can sustain a strike. No decent, right-thinking person can have a strike sustained like that. And through my mind there went a vision that everyone just might say, this has gone too far. We're going back.
Mrs. Thatcher went on to challenge the opposition leader, Mr. Kinnock, to match her condemnation of the violence when he speaks at a Labour rally in Stoke-on-Trent tonight. On the platform with him will be the NUM president, Mr. Arthur Scargill. Mr. Kinnock has already said he felt complete horror at the killing, and he urged the people responsible to come forward at once. He said he knew that, like him, miners and their families wanted the violence to stop, and to stop now. The Liberal leader, Mr. David Steele, said he hoped Mr. Scargill would use tonight's rally to try to prevent further violence and murder. The SDP leader, Mr. David Owen, called for a gut reaction returned to work by miners in protest at Mr. Wilkie's death. Police launched a murder inquiry immediately after Mr. Wilkie's death. Our Welsh Affairs correspondent, Christopher Powell, has been following developments throughout the day.
120 detectives, 12 dog handlers, as well as uniformed support teams are taking part in the murder inquiry. Mr. David East, the Chief Constable of South Wales, said this wasn't industrial action or picketing, but murder. The men who threw the concrete must have been aware of the consequences of their actions. The killing of David Wilkie has been condemned throughout the coalfield. Union officials were shocked at the news.
Absolute horror. Horror that such a thing could have been done by someone possibly not connected with NUM. No one knows at the moment, but whoever it is, I wouldn't like to have that man's conscience when I go to bed tonight.
The striking miners are angry that such actions also obscure the basic causes of the strike, pit closures.
Well, it doesn't do the cause any good. But you can't prove who done it, but whoever did. No one has got the license to kill.
The murder of Mr. Wilkie did stop the two men returning to work at Merthyr Vale today, but both have told the police they'll be back at the pit on Monday.
The High Court in London is hearing an application by 16 working miners for the appointment of a receiver to take responsibility for assets belonging to the miners' union. They claim the five union leaders, among them Mr. Scargill, at present responsible for the funds, have shown themselves not to be fit and proper persons to act as trustees. The Director of Public Prosecutions has called in Scotland Yard to investigate the disappearance of the control room log of HMS Conqueror, the submarine that sank the Argentine cruiser General Belgrano during the Falklands conflict. The police investigation was announced in a Commons written answer by the Defence Secretary, Mr. Michael Heseltine. He said a naval board of inquiry had failed to locate the document or explain its disappearance. Police have defused a letter bomb addressed to Mrs. Thatcher at No. 10 Downing Street. The device was intercepted at a London sorting office, as Michael Vesty reports.
A postman was sorting mail at Nine Elms sorting office in Battersea, southwest London, when he discovered the incendiary device. It was in a white envelope 10 inches by 3. The Prime Minister's name and address at No. 10 were written in blue ink in block letters. The letter had been posted yesterday, though Scotland Yard isn't saying from where. Preliminary investigations revealed that the incendiary device could have exploded, causing injury, but that it was not dangerous enough to have killed anyone. It's been discovered, too, that the device is not part of a series of letter bombs previously sent to the Prime Minister and is being regarded as the work of a crank. After being detected by special security equipment at the sorting office, the letter bomb was removed by a bomb squad officer and defused.
Mrs. Thatcher and President Mitterrand ended their summit meeting in Paris by speaking of a new atmosphere of cooperation between Britain and France. They listed a range of military and economic projects on which they now expected progress, among them the Channel Tunnel. In Sri Lanka, at least 80 people are reported to have been killed in attacks by Tamil separatists on two farms in the north of the country. The raids are said to have been the first by rebels against civilian targets. Later, 20 Tamils are reported to have been killed in a gun battle with security forces. At Oxford Crown Court, a car worker has been jailed for 6 years for killing his three young daughters. He was cleared of murder, but found guilty of manslaughter. The court was told that the man, John Lambert, had strangled the girls 2 weeks after his wife had left him. The latest Financial Times share index down 7.7 at 919.1. The weather, outbreaks of rain in the west will edge slowly into the east, but much of eastern England will stay dry until tomorrow. It'll become colder in the west. And that's the news at 5:06. Now at the sports desk, here's Peter Jones.
Thank you, James. We start with football, and shortly after Southampton confirmed today that they listened to offers for Steve Williams, their captain and England midfield player, after agreeing to his transfer request, Arsenal's manager Don Howe told us that he will definitely be contacting Southampton this weekend about Williams, whom he rates very highly as a player. In the meantime, Mr. Howe has dropped both Pat Jennings and Charlie Nicholas from the side for the home match with Luton tomorrow. John Lukic replaces Jennings in goal, and Ian Allanson takes over from Nicholas, the £650,000 Scottish international. And while agreeing to Steve Williams's transfer request, Southampton have turned down a similar request from their England centre-back Mark Wright. And FIFA have cancelled the booking of Northern Ireland's Norman Whiteside against Romania in September. He had been booked as a result of a new ruling by UEFA, which forbids players leaving the field to celebrate after scoring a goal. It means that the Manchester United striker will now be free to play in a World Cup match against England in February. Well, now snooker and the semi-finals of the Coral UK Championship in Preston. It's Steve Davis against Kirk Stevens, it's Alex Higgins against Cliff Thorburn, and the latest news from Eddie Hemmings.
Well, Kirk Stevens is somehow still smiling here at the Guildhall, even though he's on the wrong end of a hiding this afternoon. The world champion Steve Davis has taken their semi-final by the scruff of the neck and leads 5-1. Breaks of 108, 68, 61 and 68 again, putting the world number one in a seemingly unassailable lead. But Davis himself will tell you that with 10 frames to play tonight, there's nothing decided yet. Meanwhile, on the other table, Cliff Thorburn raced to a 2-0 lead against Alex Higgins, but the Irishman hit back to level the match at 2-2. Thorburn took the next for 3-2. They've just finished frame 6. It went to Higgins, so it's 3-3 with one more of this afternoon's frames to play.
Finally, tennis. The last two British players went out of the Australian Open Championships in Melbourne when Colin Dowdeswell was beaten in a second-round match by Joachim Nystrom of Sweden, 6-4, 6-2, 6-4, and Virginia Wade was beaten 4-6, 6-love, 6-2 by the eighth-seeded Andrea Temeshvari of Hungary. That's it. Back just after 6.
BBC Radio 2. David Hamilton.
Right people, right time, just a run. Dennis Waterman, I Could Be So Good For You, the theme from the television series Minder. It was a big earner for Dennis back in November 1980. One or two other copies fell off the back of a lorry. From November 1980, that was Stephanie Mills, and Never Knew Love Like This Before. It's a quarter past five.
Radio 2, travel news.
A reminder for drivers on the M2 in Kent between junctions 4 and 5. An accident has partially blocked the M2 within the contraflow system between junctions 4 and 5 near the Farthing Corner service area. This is obviously causing serious congestion, and the Kent Police advise drivers to avoid the area if at all possible and use the A2 or the M20 as alternative routes, particularly if you're heading for the Channel ports. Gale force winds are sweeping across the country, making driving conditions difficult on many routes, so please take extra care, especially on exposed sections of motorways and other major routes. In Berkshire, there are new roadworks on the A308 at Maidenhead, where the road is closed at the railway bridge, so be prepared for diversions and, of course, delays. Talking of the railways, British Rail Western Region still have problems following an earlier derailment at Pershore. A bus service is operating between Worcester and Evesham, and a shuttle service between Evesham and Oxford. Services are unlikely to be back to normal until after the weekend.
Radio 2, travel news.
Pretty little angel lies.
Pretty little angel lies. Pretty little angel, pretty little angel, pretty little angel.
Angel eyes, I really love you so. Angel eyes. little angel lies.
Number five in November 1978, Pretty Little Angel Eyes. Eddie Foxwell celebrating his 16th winning anniversary today with his good lady, Sylvia, at 18 Lancot Drive, Dunstable in Bedfordshire. We're going to send you a Radio 2 tea mug. Wonderful present for a fellow who works for a well-known wine company. Earth, Wind and Fire, number three, November 1981. Let's groove. Let's go to 290B, Flathurst, Horsham Road, Petworth in Sussex for this letter. It says, the 30th of November is my mum's birthday. Please can you put her in your lucky dip for an oldie but goodie t-shirt and tell her she's the best mum in the world, and please wish her a very happy birthday and lots more to come. It comes with love from Jackie, Sid and Josie the dog with a woof woof. And from this time last year, here's the assembly.
Just what to say, it's just a game I play. Now I my own. I'd like to be with you, I guess you always knew. Still I'm all alone. I know the story, but it all worked out. It never happens to me, it never happens to me. I know my every line, it's just a waste of time. Guess it's all such a shame. I've seen it all before, and every time I'm sure that it ends up the same. I know the story, got it all worked out. Never happens to me, it never happens to me.
It's the way my life was meant to be.
It never happens to me. It never happens to me.
It's just a door that's locked and there's no key.
It never happens to me.
Sad, isn't it? The Assembly, number 4 this time last year, Never Never. Now is the time to write in for a birthday or wedding anniversary round about Christmas or New Year to David Hamilton Music Show, BBC Radio 2, London W1A4WW. That's David Hamilton Music Show, BBC Radio 2, London W1A4WW. And remember, this is the programme. You could win a little something on our lucky dip.
Come on!
Spencer Davis Group, number 2, November 1966, Gimme Some Lovin', and this was number 1, this time last year, Billy Joel. Yes, a year ago today, Billy Joel borrowed a little inspiration from the Four Seasons and got to number one with Uptown Girl. That's the oldies for today. We come up to date now, and we can't come up to date any more than this, because this will be next week's Record of the Week.
It's the David Hamilton New Spin.
Yeah.
That'll be the record of the week next week and could be the Christmas number one this year. That's Last Christmas by Wham, and they're on Epic Records. 23 minutes to 6, the West Midlands police tell us that a lorry has jackknifed on the northbound carriageway, the M6, just north of Junction 7 at Great Bar. Two lanes are blocked and the northbound access road at Junction 7 has been closed. There's a very serious build-up of traffic, so avoid the area if you can. That's the northbound carriageway of the M6, seriously affected by a jackknifed lorry just north of Junction 6 near Great Bar. Here's a band well known to the West Midlands police. This is Slade. All join hands, it's 19 minutes to 6.
Competition time with David Hamilton on Radio 2.
Yeah, spot the intro with that travelling man, David Hutley, who's in Sidcup in Kent. Well, that's where he lives, but where are you today, David?
I've made it to Hayes in Kent.
Congratulations.
Yes, thank you very much.
You got your passport, have you?
Well, yes, let me through, actually, yes.
Good. Well, you're not too far from home.
Not too far, no, but I've been down to Farnham and Camberley today.
That's down in Surrey, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. Still there. No one's moved them. So
good. Yeah. Well, you certainly clock up a few miles. How many miles do you clock up in a year?
About 35,000-36,000 in a year.
It's a lot of driving, isn't it?
Well, I'd enjoy it, though, so I've got the radio to keep me company, of course.
Good. Radio too, naturally.
Of course.
And whose place are you at now, then, actually?
I'm at the parents' house tonight. So I'm going to see all the family anyway.
Yes, you are indeed. Yes, it was your brother yesterday, wasn't it?
Yes.
As well as being a travelling man, you're also a footballer, aren't you?
Yes, I do play at the weekend, yes.
Are you playing this weekend?
Yes, I've got a game tomorrow for Old Roan.
Yeah.
And on Sunday for a team called Libra.
You're playing twice in a weekend?
Well, yes, it's getting a bit of a struggle. I'm getting a bit too old for it, but I'll keep going as long as I can anyway.
You're a glutton for punishment, David.
That's right, yes.
Well, you certainly had a good day yesterday on Spot the Intro. Very confidently spotted the five. Let's see if you can do it again today. And we'll start with... this is one that's actually been coming up recently on Drive at Five. It was a November hit back in 1979.
When you're in love with a beautiful woman, Dr. Hook.
Absolutely right. Yes, when you're in love with a beautiful woman, Dr. Hook, £6. Here's number two.
Is that Tracy by the Cufflinks, I think?
Yes, a little something you had up your sleeve. Tracy the Cufflinks, yes, from 1970. This might be a little bit harder, number three.
So I've got that record, which makes it a bit easier. That's Baby Don't Change Your Mind, Gladys Knight and the Pips.
Yeah, you like Gladys Knight, obviously.
Oh, yes, indeed, yeah.
Well, it was quite a big hit. I think it was a number eight in 1977.
Mm-hmm.
You're quite right again. Gladys Knight, Baby Don't Change Your Mind. That wasn't a little bit harder after all. we'll try you on this one, number four. This was from 1965.
Clay, Unit 4 plus 2.
It is indeed, yes. The song was revived years later. Do you remember by whom?
Yes, right, Randy Edelman, wasn't it?
Randy Edelman, that's right. But that was the original hit, and Unit 4 plus 2 it was. That's £9. You'll be back on Monday, wherever you are, if you can tell me what this is.
This Old Heart of Mine by the Isley Brothers.
Yes, back in 1968. So you've done it again, £10.
Lovely.
Good luck with the football matches over the weekend.
Thank you very much.
And we'll check out how you got on when we talk to you on Monday afternoon.
Smashing.
Bye-bye, David.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Gonna let you out of my sight, girl. Girl never wanted to settle down. You turn my whole world